And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Okay, so we're one mic short today. Mm-hmm. Because Jen is not here.
It's not me for once. I'm not late.
How about that?
I know.
She's not going to be late.
Well,
Jen's
true.
Never late. She's here at 4 in the morning usually.
True.
She's merely gone today because apparently her basement is like a swamp.
Or she's just installing a pool.
Well, that's right. The indoor pool.
Right.
It's a good thing she saved that diary of hers before all the major storms came.
It's a good thing she had power.
Yeah. So big storms lashing the area once again last night. And I believe now on the phone, we're going to go to Jen here in a second. Joey's getting her put on hold. There she is. Hello, Jen.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, what happened to you? So first you didn't have power for like 3 days. Then the power comes back on and your basement floods.
So I wake up this morning. I get all ready for work. I even look cute today, like I put effort in today. And then
Why?
I come down to
Such
the kitchen.
Such a Jen thing to say. I even look cute today. Oh, I wasted my cute day on the day I didn't go to work.
I mean, seriously, like my cutest shirt. So then I come downstairs and I walk in the kitchen and I'm like, why do I hear a waterfall? Like full on waterfall. And I'm thinking, I know it's raining, but that's not rainfall. That's like large chunks of water somewhere in my house. So I go down, I open the basement door, and as soon as I open the door, there's about 7 steps down into the basement, and the water is all the way to the first step, like a solid 3 inches, I'd say, in the basement.
She steps off into a stairway like Titanic.
It all goes back to Titanic.
Really? And there was no Leo at the bottom, I can assure you. So my husband and I have been up since about, and thank goodness I wake up so early that we actually caught it at 4:30, because water at that point was still flooding in. So we got the water that was flooding in stopped, or at least flowed, and then we've been shop vacuuming and getting water off the carpet the best we can for now to try to avoid the nasty stench that accompanies such issues.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you need us to come over there with some buckets and throw some water out, cartoon style?
Whew, I'm going to need you to bring coffee in a little bit, because this is all going to hit me at some point. On the good side, for a little bit, we had a swimming pool, and I was super excited about that.
Man, you just have had the run of worst luck lately.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, right? I know. My birthday's Tuesday, and I'll be probably getting new carpet. So, pretty exciting.
Ah, fantastic. Well, yeah. keep us informed as to the progress there. Good luck.
Thanks.
You got to call one of those
neighbors. Yeah, my neighbors are outside, too, so I'm wondering if they're dealing with the same thing. So.
Yeah.
Yay, Overland Park! This is so fun!
You get one of those companies with the big old fans and everything to come down and blow that stuff out.
I know. Or can I just get somebody to come rip it all out and we just start fresh? That seems much easier.
There you go. Yeah, insurance will do that. Yeah. So. All right. Good luck, Jen.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. There's Jen
there.
Deals with the flooded basement, the basement swimming pool down there.
It's just the pool of Jennifer. Jennifer Johnson has her own pool now.
All right, we'll pick up for her and do all the things as normal. We've got the Jen's Impossible question coming up this morning. We've got tickets giveaway. We've got entertainment news coming up here. First 10 items or less for the 27th day of July. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback could be joining the Trump administration. President Trump announcing yesterday Brownback has been nominated as ambassador at large for the International Religious Freedom. If Brownback is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier would become Kansas' new governor. Senators are voting down a repeal of Obamacare without a replacement. The plan was defeated yesterday on a vote of 45 to 55. Under the repeal proposal, the health care law would be phased out over several years. Several Republicans did join Democrats in voting no. Eric Hosmer went 5-for-6 in his first career Grand Slam to lead a 22-hit attack as the Royals trounced the Tigers 16-2 at Comerica Park. Ned's actually sad that they have a day off today.
It's great we got an off day. It really is. You kind of wish, geez, maybe we can, have an off day, 3 or 4 days from now, because we are playing so well. But it'll be good to catch our breath in a big series starting in Boston.
I know you were watching the soccer game, but at one point during the Royals game, both benches cleared after Bruce Rondon hit Mike Moustakas in the thigh. And Moose, I mean, instantly, he throws the bat down, and he said. But he was like, you want to go? You want to go?
Oh, God.
And both, but the person who was most involved was Danny Duffy.
Oh, no.
Duff came out and was about to throw down like nuts. And I was like, tough, let's go.
Just please don't get hurt.
That was pretty awesome.
Please protect yourself.
Yeah, right? Rondon was eventually ejected from the game. Duffy had to be restrained by teammates. Sweet. And the Chiefs have a full roster in camp today. Veterans are due to report and join the rookies at Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph for the 2017 edition of Chiefs training camp. The first practice in full is set for tomorrow. The first preseason game is coming up August 11th at Arrowhead Stadium. It's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show minus Jen for Thursday morning.
She's tending to her indoor pool.
Yeah, well,
that is her basement.
We're pictures up here, 435, 103rd and Warnell, that area around Holmes. A complete mess with flood today. Folks, big storms lashed overnight. Standing water in places, a flash flood warning for the city until 8:30 this morning. Traffic closures, we're dealing with it all today. And all of it's coming up, too. A little distraction here, though, with Jen's Impossible Question brought to you by Ideal Image.
Almost half of parents these days allow their girls to do this before the age of 10. What is it?
All right, so this is something the little kids are doing. Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact your daughter does this.
All right, let's go to the phones then. We'll start off here with Stacy in North KC. What do you think, Stacy?
Wear makeup?
Close. No.
That's a clear. Yeah, that's a good one. Right. You're kind of going down the right path, though. Olathe, here's Matt. What's up, Matt?
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing good today. Is it pierce their ears?
Ooh, also close,
that's
but
a
no.
Great answer. But that's all not right. What we're looking for. And yeah, we went through that whole thing, mm-hmm. And she gets really, really thinking about her ears.
Really?
And
is she scared to do it?
She had to take them out.
Oh.
So she had them, but she wouldn't let us change them.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
a problem.
So she got real touchy about it. And I'm like, look, it's easier to just take them out than have them.
She's going to want them again in 6 months.
Nah, I don't know. She hasn't moved that fast on it. back in the late day, here's Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Okay, what do you think your answer is? The parents are letting the kids do.
Is it get a play on their cell phones?
Nope.
Ooh. No, going the electronics route. No, that's not quite it. Act more towards like the makeup and stuff.
Go more towards the beauty department.
Eudora, here's Megan. What's up, Megan?
Good morning. I'm good.
All right. What's your guess?
Color their hair.
No, you are so close.
Man. Yeah, that is very close. Lee Summit, here's Haley. What's up, Haley?
Hey, hi. Has anybody said nail polish yet? Like paint their nails?
That's it.
That's the one.
Awesome.
Painting the nails.
Now, I know Jen's girls do it. Addie does it.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, my mom couldn't stop me doing that.
Addie's already on board the whole mani-pedi train.
Already?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she's how old?
Well, she's 7.
You've got an expensive road ahead of you, my friend.
You and me, right? Good job, Haley. We're going to hook you up with today's prize, which is?
5-5. You got lunch, a $20 gift card.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like the mani-pedis also, actually.
Yeah, I know you do.
I used to belong to a spa thing that we had. They had guy day. Guys could come in and get that done.
But you never went during that day, did you?
No, I always went. I used to have my eyebrows waxed. What?
Nothing. You are the girliest guy I've ever met.
Folks,
your man card has been revoked so many times this week.
In case you haven't told over a year and a half of the show, I am the woman of the show.
It's true.
I liked it, though. Addie's painted my nails before.
Oh, okay.
Especially
so when you went
to
get your mani-pedi,
mm-hmm.
Did you just get clear? Did you just get the massage? What'd you do?
Yeah, well, I just had them clean it up because I bite my nails. Mm. I have a bad habit of doing
that. Do a design on your toe?
No, I didn't do that. She loves that part, though.
That's the line?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee's in for Jen, who has a flooded basement today. With entertainment news.
Tending to her pool.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays today. Alex Rodriguez turns 42 and Maya Rudolph turns 54. So did you see this story, Truda? A chaotic scene unfolded at Ohio State Fair. A ride malfunctioned. The fireball, it's a row of seats and then it split up and it completely fell. Killed one person.
Awful.
Tragedy struck around 7:20 local time Wednesday at the fair in Columbus. It consists of 6 rows seats that spin around 40 feet above the ground, and the entire structure moves like a pendulum, and it broke apart while it was in motion.
That is my worst nightmare. I've got to be honest. It's like she loves these rides and everything Addie does, and it's my worst nightmare.
It's terrible, and you hear at least one a year.
Yeah, terrible.
Are
the regulations on that? I mean, I know the governor, John Kasich, he closed down all rides and everything until they could be inspected
right.
In the state of Ohio. Smart move. I mean, that's good. But my gosh, there is video online and it's awful.
You don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's really graphic. And reading more about the story is just prepare yourself.
Right.
June Foray, the voice of Rocky and Bullwinkle shows, Rocky the Flying Squirrel, died on Thursday. She was 99. She was also the voice behind Looney Tunes' Witch Hazel and Nell from Dudley Do-Right. Did you watch that?
I loved all that stuff. Rocky and Bullwinkle used to be on before I went to school when I was like 5 years old.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, I watched it every morning, yes. Here's a clip.
Gee, I'm worried, Bullwinkle.
The reading of the show down again?
No.
That's odd.
There have already been two attempts on your life.
Yeah, but don't worry, we'll be renewed.
I'm not talking about the Bullwinkle show.
You better, we can use the publicity.
I used to crack me up as a kid.
Can you do the voice?
No, I cannot.
No, no,
that's
you
about
cannot.
As good as I can do.
She was also the granny in Tweety and Sylvester cartoons. I remember that.
Oh, right.
And Cindy Lou and Chuck Jones, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, among many others. And I know you watched this last night. USA brought home the gold again. The U.S. men's soccer team beat Jamaica 2-1 last night in the CONCACAF Gold Final. And Graham Zusi and Matt Beasler from Sporting Kansas City were in the starting lineup. They did great.
Right. You remember who, you know who's not there?
Oh, come Dwyer. On. Come on.
Joey's lighter instantly goes up in the other room over there.
That's just very hurtful. You guys made fun of me yesterday. You put it on video.
Did you love that video?
Oh, yes.
I took a video of you watching a slideshow that Joey had created off the fly.
Honestly, I'm really happy you didn't video me the first time when we were talking about it, because I was actually getting teary-eyed and getting really emotional, so I'm really happy you guys refrained from that one. But thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't.
You're not any better about it today?
Not really. Okay. Thank you. Right. Thanks for bringing that up.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
There's no Jen today. Her basement flooded. She's not here. So
she's just getting an indoor pool. Is all she's getting.
Really it is. Yeah, she wanted. I mean, she's talked about a pool. She wanted it. So
she doesn't specify not in her house.
There we go. We pick up for her. So our phone number here 816-576-7102. We know there's a lot of. Flash flooding today happening. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening on the roads. A little distraction, though, for you. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who had a problem. They actually had made a call trying to get themselves out of going to a place they didn't want to go, mm-hmm. like to a party. And they called the girl. They ended up leaving a message, but they didn't hang the phone up all the way after they were done recording the message. And so then they started talking about her. So they left this message, like it was all hunky-dory, like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't go to your party because, you know, they made up some excuse right. about their kid. And then so they get off the phone, they're like, oh, my God, I'm glad we, you know, glad we came
we
up with
that
crap
that
lie. And then they look down and they realize that the phone didn't actually hang up.
Oh, God.
And so now my friend is afraid that all of this is going to be on that person's message. And they're like, well, if she listens to the message, she's going to get this, all the stuff that we talked about her afterwards and her stupid party that we didn't want to go to.
All you can pray at that point is that you're like me, and every time you see a voicemail come in, you just delete it. I don't even listen.
You don't listen to voicemail?
I don't.
No?
I hate them.
Right?
I hate them. If you want to annoy me, seriously, just call and leave me voicemails.
What? Okay. Now we know how to
annoy her. No, I don't mean you. I'm just saying in general, like, I hate them because I don't listen to them.
Why not, millennial? What's wrong with voicemail?
Because... They're stupid. Just text me.
Stupid.
They're just just text me.
Okay.
All right. If I call you and you don't answer, I'm just going to shoot you a text. Hey, this is what I needed.
Yeah.
So that's easier.
I'm with you too. I have like 60 some unheard voicemails.
Yeah, no. I would just go through and delete all of those. Now, I've never done that, but, you know, call someone and talk about them and then accidentally hang up. I've never done that specifically, but I have actually texted the wrong person.
That's good.
I was texting my best friend or who I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I was texting her about somebody else, about a story. And then I kind of switched the names and I accidentally set the person who I sent the text to. It was her story.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't awkward at all.
I feel like I can talk myself out of anything, and that was really difficult.
Right. When did you ever, 816-576-7102, this happened to anybody because, you know, technology happens now. Did you ever not hang up the phone, talk about somebody in a voice message? Or did you ever confuse somebody in a text message and accidentally send it to the wrong person, leading to an awkward situation? We'd love to hear from you this morning on, you can text us. Or you can call us, 816-576-7102. I have 49 unheard voice messages.
Can we listen to them all?
No, we can't listen to them all. They're all dumb stuff.
Then just delete them.
Well, I know. I just haven't gotten that far yet.
They're probably about somebody. They're probably about you.
How many emails do you have that are unread in your email?
Oh, I can't. I have to go through and read them all.
You do? You're one of those people?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I kind of go past those too. So I end up having like 3,000 emails.
What? You have 3,000 unread emails.
Well, right now I only have 6, but I'm saying I never delete an email.
Ever.
I'm like a technology hoarder. I don't get rid of voicemails. I don't get rid of emails.
But what's the point of keeping it?
Well, I might need it someday. As was evidenced a couple days ago in a meeting, we were looking for something from 6 months ago, and I said, hey, I've got it in email. Done.
That's true. But if it's like 2 years old, delete it.
No, you may need it someday.
Your phone is going to delete it.
I have emails from people that don't work here anymore. But someday I may need that information.
So what happens if our email server crashes and then all of a sudden
everything's wiped out? Well, it's going to be
because of me. Yeah, it is. We know who to blame.
So much data on the darn server.
Good night. That's
why. I had 25,000 emails from the last place I
came from. 25,000 emails?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's 25,000.
Do you know how long that took to load every time I started Outlook? That was crazy.
I don't want to hear why your computer is always slow.
All right, we're getting some people loaded up here on the phone, 816-5767-102. Jenny and Miriam, we'll get to you before the break here. What happened to you, Jenny?
I was trying to get a divorce from my ex-husband at the time, and he was attempting to get back together with me, or so he said. And we were dropping off the kid, trying to exchange her. And right after that, he texted me that he was really glad that he wasn't going to see that, you know what, anymore.
Oh.
And he would be home to me in just a few minutes to do naughty things to me. And it wasn't me. It was his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What did you say?
I said, excuse me?
You're like, hey, you got the wrong B here. Sorry.
Yeah. It did not go over well. But Jen actually knows me and my ex-husband. So she can attest. He's crazy. He's not a good person.
Unfortunately, she's not here to vouch for you today. So we'll take your word for it. But my gosh,
okay. That
is a mix-up of epic proportions. Oh, man.
That is
Jenny,
terrible. Thank
you for the call.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Big, big stuff happening weather-wise this morning. We're going to keep you on top of all of it, from the traffic to the flash flooding happening right now, 435 between State Line and Holmes. The big story this morning, the historic, they say, flooding that's happening there right now. The reason why there's such a flash flood warning in effect, and a great reminder not to drive into any roads that look like they're unpassable, because that water certainly could rise very fast. They're talking on television right now about two people stuck inside Coach's Bar, one of them being the owner.
Yeah.
And they said they're literally in the ceiling tiles, trying to escape the rushing water.
They're standing on a cooler right now.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Water is not standing. It's rushing through the building.
Fire department there at 103rd and Holmes and Warnell trying to enact the water rescue right now to get those guys out of Coach's Bar. But that's right now the big hot spot in Kansas City. We were talking about the story, though, that when you text or voicemail or call the wrong person.
And
we've got some good ones on the text line.
Especially if you're talking about somebody. But my favorite thing, 9310 texted in, I was texting my friend about some adult things in places you buy like Cirilla's and sent it to my mom instead.
Oh,
how embarrassing is that?
Oh, yikes. 8979,
I dirty texted my boss instead of my boyfriend. 1001 said, I attempted to text my niece one time about three texts, I got a call from a man telling me to quit texting his 16-year-old son. Truda, was
you
that you?
People are great. This is fantastic. I'm just wondering why nobody's tried to dirty text me. I mean, come on.
Do you really want? We'll tell you about that later.
Okay. Oh, well. No, actually, I've heard everybody's stories, and I think I'm good.
This one is probably the best. 2745. My husband and boss have the same name. Sent a text meant for the husband to the boss. Quickly changed my husband's name and my phone to something different right after that. It was shortly after I started a new job. I have never done that to Brian Truda, and I never will.
No, actually, I would rather not.
Thank you.
You please all keep my name in a separate part of your phone.
We don't ever talk to you anyway outside
right.
of here.
I don't. Thank you. Now I'm just left out of stuff.
Well, have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, even started typing it?
I feel
I've done that, too.
You know what? I've had friends who have lost the forward game.
What's the forward game?
Well, you know, where you get an email from somebody, and you're going to forward it to a friend and comment on the original person.
Oh, sure.
And instead of hitting forward, they hit reply.
Oh, no.
And they talk about that person, and it goes back to them.
It's the email version.
I've had friends that lost the forward game. I've had friends that lost the reply all game.
How many of it was you?
No, well, none of it was me so far, but I'm just telling you that, yeah, I've known people. Let's go to the phone, 816-576-7102. The number you text is the number you call as well. Jessica, you're stuck in traffic this morning, so first off, let's get that from you. Where are you right now?
470, trying to get on 435. 470 is backed all the way up to Lee Summit.
Ooh, so wow. It's going to be a little run for you today, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
and then
fun.
If you're trying to go to, like, Warnell State Line, they're having you go all the way down to Rowandall.
Yeah,
you're going to have to come back that way because that flooding there has closed all of those streets.
Yes, and I, like, work right there. So I called work and said, unless I'm going to swim, I'm going to be late.
Yeah. So you accidentally text somebody, though, it says?
Yes, I am notorious for being known for taking, like, two-hour baths because they're the world's most relaxing thing in the world.
Sure.
And I was taking a bath, and I meant to text a friend of mine and said, I'm almost done. I'm shaving my legs. And I actually sent it to a coworker. And so when I went to work the next day, she's like, why did you send me? I will be out of the bath soon. I'm shaving my legs. And I was like, oh, that's why they didn't reply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, that's pretty tame next to some of the texts we got.
Right. Well, yes, right.
You know, so she's like, I'm going to come take a bath at your house. I'm like, that's fine. It's a jacuzzi bathtub.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, good luck in traffic today, Jessica, and be careful out there, all right?
All right. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's All Access Time with Shales.
So American Idol is now pushing for another judge. Any idea?
All right. So we've got Katy Perry in the bag, right, already?
You already have Ryan Seacrest is hosting.
Yes.
Any other guess?
I'm telling you, I keep hearing Chris Martin.
No one else has heard Chris Martin except you.
That's what my sources say.
I don't think your sources are right. Charlie Puth might be heading that way.
Charlie Puth,
Charlie
really?
Charlie Puth,
okay.
And Lionel Richie, like I had said before.
Well, he's only one call away.
Well, he is. He and Lionel Richie are still in talks with the show, and they might be going up against, are you ready for this? Luke Bryan and or Keith Urban.
Really?
Yeah, they're debating. I mean, ABC is debating whether to have four judges on the panel or not. But Ryan Seacrest and Katy Perry are the only ones that are officially signed to the series.
Well, Keith Urban, he has experience.
Correct.
I mean, he's been on the show before.
Right. But Luke Bryan, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's quite the best fit, but you never know. Sean Spicer is going to take his next steps to transition from the White House maybe to the ballroom.
What?
Dancing with the Stars wants to have him on for the next season. They're still in negotiations, but they're doing, quote-unquote, a full court press to make sure he gets on. I would love to see him rumba.
That would actually, you imagine how Melissa McCarthy
would
have ongoing SNL skits after that.
That's the worst part about him being gone. No more Melissa McCarthy on SNL.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Chris Harrison says they have not chosen The Bachelor yet, and they probably won't for a while.
In all seriousness, we've not picked a Bachelor, so I can tell you, no Bachelor is chosen. We're going to wait for The Bachelorette to end, and then we're going to wait for Bachelor Paradise to kind of run its course as well, because Nick popped out of Paradise last year, if you remember. We didn't see that coming. We weren't planning on it, and then it happened. So I think, you know, lesson learned. We're going to wait and just watch it all play out. We don't start taping for quite some time, so there's no reason. I know people would love for us to announce it, but there's no reason to. We would just be jumping the gun, so we're going to wait.
So, Joey, you still have time, my point.
Oh, fantastic.
And this story just came in late.
Yeah, hooray.
Justin Bieber hit somebody with his car. The paparazzi. He was leaving City Church in Beverly Hills yesterday, and it happened outside the Saban Theater. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transferred to Cedars-Sinai Hospital. But he was trying to drive away. A slew of photographers was at the end of the driveway. He tried to scare away the paparazzi, but as he neared the group, he accidentally hit one of them that was in his path.
You know, I don't blame some of these people in a lot of cases like that, because the paparazzi get so nuts.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they actually try to put themselves in a position
to get
hit or run over or what have you.
And if you look at people.com, the pictures of the paparazzi guy who was hit by the car, which I can't imagine he was probably going that fast, if he's trying to get away from everybody and he's trying to scare somebody, he's laying on the ground clutching his knee all soccer style, dramatically and whatnot. So I'm not saying he's not hurt, but maybe just a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, Truda, Shaley, Joey, we're here. Jen is not here this morning. Her basement flooded.
She decided to put a pool in. Or Mother Nature decided to put a pool
in. Not of her own free will, I don't believe.
No, I don't think so.
I think she texted us about 4 o'clock this morning that her basement was underwater.
Yeah. So she's trying to clear that out today.
Well, it follows the pattern of a lot of stuff here in Kansas City. We're going to get to the 10 items or less coming up here in a second. We'll get to tickets this hour, and we've got we're giving tickets away to
Dancing with the Stars next week for your birthday.
Fantastic.
We're bringing you Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Sharna.
They want Sean Spicer on the show.
Right.
I think that'd be fantastic.
I think it would be amazing. That would be a sight to see for sure.
Yeah, would it not? So we're trying to check in with Jen at some point, kind of get the update on what's happening with her in her basement. Hopefully she's not... I mean, I know mine. My office is down there. My studio's in my basement. I mean,
oh,
it's
I can't imagine.
Stuff,
see, so. Reason number a million. I don't need a house right now.
Yeah, well, exactly, right? Well, officials are, as we check 10 items or less for Thursday, the 27th of July, officials are saying today to do check basements this morning. 7 inches of rain fell overnight in Kansas City, contributing to record levels of flooding, especially in the southern part of KCMO. 103rd Street between State Line Road and Holmes has been the area most affected today. Firefighters executing a water rescue right now at Coach's Bar and Grill near 103rd and Warnell. First responders are cutting through the ceiling at the shopping center, looking for two people trapped and hanging on to ceiling tiles inside the bar. And we actually keep watching this on television as well. They're taking the boat back and forth, trying to get inside to rescue these people.
And they've actually taken a chainsaw to the ceiling to try to get through that way because the door wouldn't open.
Yeah, that's incredible. Other water rescues this morning reported one up near Briarcliff and other reports of water rescues around. Again, officials are stressing today, if you see water on the road, do not try to drive through it. It could quickly turn dangerous. Eric Hosmer went 5-for-6 with his first career grand slam to lead a 22-hit attack. The Royals trounced the Tigers 16-2 at Comerica Park. Royals manager Ned Yost says he almost hates having a day off today with the team playing so well.
It's great. We got an off day. It really is. You kind of wish, geez, maybe we can, have an off day, 3 or 4 days from now because we are playing so well. But it'll be good to catch our breath in a big series starting in Boston.
By the way, I don't know if you saw the game last night, but one moment that got a little entertaining was Mike Moustakas got hit in the thigh by Detroit pitcher Bruce Rondon, and he charged the mound.
Oh, God.
Saying some choice words, I think. And
of course.
He threw his bat down. And he was like, come on, you want to go? No punches were thrown, but benches did clear. And I'll tell you, the guy who went most crazy was Danny Duffy.
Danny Duffy?
Yes.
He's like the nicest guy ever.
I know, but you do not plunk Mike Moustakas or else he will come after you.
I wouldn't want either. Well, actually, I would like them coming towards me, running towards me. That would be great. Not mad at us.
Rondon was officially ejected from the game. Duffy just restrained by teammates. And the Royals, of course, went on to win the game. So there we go.
That's the best revenge.
They had their first baseman finish pitching the game, by the way.
Oh,
which
wow.
is funny. It was his third ever pitching appearance. And the Chiefs have a full roster in training camp today at Missouri Western State University. Veterans are due to report and join the rookies. The first full practice is set for tomorrow. The first preseason game for the Chiefs coming up at Arrowhead Stadium on August the 11th. That's not far away.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's Thursday morning, the 27th day of July. Some major floods happening, and breaking news is that they do have the two people out of Coach's Bar and Grill.
Yes, they are on solid ground. They are rescued.
And Brian Darby, the first words from him back on solid land were, I'm embarrassed. My sisters were going to make fun of me, and they did. So we're actually glad, more so than embarrassment, we're actually glad that he and his partner are okay this morning. So
they've been stuck since 4 a.m.
My gosh.
That's too long.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Historic levels of flooding this morning. A bad drive to work. We'll get to it. But first, we are going to play Google Predicts this morning. We've got Rebecca from Harrisonville on the line. She's going to play this morning. Rebecca, actually, we'll give you your choice. You are first. You want to play with Joey or Shaylee?
Shaylee.
All right.
Play with Shaylee. Sandra in Kansas City. That means Joey's all yours.
Okay.
All right. We're going to play the Google Predicts game. And actually, I'm going to start here then with Shaylee.
Okay.
All right, so we've got, again, 60 seconds on the clock. Google predicts. Okay. I type in random phrases to google.com. It, of course, auto-completes what you're trying to look for. We take the number one answer when I get the first part of this question. That is the final answer for Google Predicts, okay? All right, so with 60 seconds on the clock, Shales, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. How does Uber...
How does Uber pick up people? How does Uber app work? How does Uber...
Yes, how does it work?
Oh.
Why
can't we talk to dogs? Why can't we talk to cats? Why can't we know what people are thinking? Why can't we pass?
Why does everyone...
Well, I don't know. Why does everyone Why? I don't know. Pass. When can I drive a car? When can I? When can I buy a house? When can I go home? When can I? When can I buy a house? When can I rent an apartment? When can I pay off my house? When can I? When can I get a Google Predicts right? When can I?
You already got one.
When can I?
12 seconds.
Give me another one.
What's the best?
What's the best fast food around Kansas City? What's the best barbecue? What's the best? Okay. I got one.
Yeah, well, you did get one, yes. All right, let's go back through this. How does Uber work?
Mm-hmm.
You got that. Why can't we be friends?
Oh.
Why does everyone hate me?
Oh. Oh, harsh.
Somebody at Google is a little insecure, I guess.
This is your browsing history, isn't it?
It is my browser history. Oh, no. When can I retire?
Oh.
And what's the best way to boil eggs?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. Then.
So Shaylee gets one star there on the how does Uber work. Very good. Joey, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I can be.
You've got to either tie or beat one to be the winner today.
All right.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Why won't my...
Why won't my alarm work? Why won't my car start? Why won't I... Pass.
Why does rain...
Why does rain fall? Why is rain wet? Why does rain ruin my drive? Why does rain... Pass. Why do girls hate me? Why don't girls look at me? Why do girls wear makeup? Pass. Why do my feet hurt? Pass.
Oh, you're very close, actually, to that.
Oh, why
in that
my,
vein, in that level of...
Why do my knees hurt? Why do my... I can't think of anything besides that. Pass.
Almost goes with the first one. What's the worst...
What's the worst movie? What's the worst band? What's the worst song? What is... the worst state? What is the worst president? What is the worst team in baseball? I don't know.
What's the worst that could happen?
And that's right.
Zero. Was that it?
That was actually it, yes.
Can I get a consolation point for that?
All right, I'll tell you what, Rebecca and Sandra, we're going to give you both pairs of tickets this morning, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That is a tough game.
That it really is.
All right, here's Joey's answers. You want to know?
Yes.
Why won't my iPhone turn on? Why does rain smell?
What?
Why does rain smell?
Huh,
that's
okay.
Got
news
that smell to it. Why do girls play softball?
Okay.
All right.
Why do my boobs hurt?
This is your browsing history.
Well, this is not my browsing
That's
history.
That's your browsing history.
This is Google.com.
Really?
And finally, as Shaylee calls after the fact, what's the worst that could happen? Yes.
Dang.
Google predicts for Thursday the 27th.
That is a hard game.
That's a tough game. All right, we'll reward both Rebecca and Sandra with tickets to Dancing with the Stars. How about that?
Then go see Sharna for you.
Thank you. Yes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning. It's The Show. Jen not here, rather, because of her flooded basement.
Her new indoor pool that she didn't know she wanted.
And she is out. Apparently, everybody is overrunning all of the hardware stores,
mm-hmm.
home improvement stores.
Shop vacs, fans. It's like gold. Yeah. I mean, those.
Checked the basement this morning. 7 inches of rain fell overnight. And historic flooding in parts of the metro. We've been talking about it this morning. We'll get the full traffic and weather picture coming up here in a second. Shaylee steps in, though, with entertainment news.
Alex Rodriguez turns 42 today, and Maya Rudolph turns 54 for celebrity birthdays.
Hey, Rod.
A chaotic scene unfolded at Ohio State Fair after a ride malfunctioned during opening day, killing one person and injuring several others. Video that's online appears to show several people on the fireball ride seconds before parts of the structure, including the full row of seats, split up and fell. If you do see the video, it's really graphic, so just kind of watch it at your own pace.
I did watch it last night.
You did.
It's one of my worst nightmares as a parent.
Mine too.
You just hate to see something like that happen. You know, kids, everybody loves these rides,
yeah.
But what sort of safety record do they have going from place to place and city to city?
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't. I mean, it goes, they're up for, what, a week? Maybe. But the fireball, which consists of at least six rows of seating that spin around 40 feet in the air above the ground as the entire structure moves like a pendulum, broke apart while it was in motion. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I will say, just warn, the video is awful. So if you do choose to watch it, it's terrible.
Be careful.
But yeah, it's John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, did shut down all rides in the state until they can be inspected, which is a good move. It's something probably needs to be legislated.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. June Foray, the voice of Rocky and Bullwinkle, shows Rocky the Flying Squirrel, died Thursday at 99 years old. She was also the voice behind Looney Tunes' Witch Hazel, Nell from Dudley Do-Right, Granny and the Tweety, and Sylvester cartoons, and Cindy Lou and Chuck Jones's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, among hundreds of others.
Gee, I'm worried, Bullwinkle.
The reading of the show down again?
No.
That's odd.
There have already been two attempts on your life.
Yeah, but don't worry, we'll be renewed.
I'm not talking about the Bullwinkle show.
Bullwinkle, hey.
That's about as good as your accent.
Oh, thanks.
Any of your accents, just in general. And the U.S. is bringing the gold home again. The U.S. men's soccer team beat Jamaica last night 2-1 in the CONCACAF Gold Cup final. And sporting players Graham Zusi and Matt Beisler were in the starting lineup to help them win.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.